honey, I can't take little Billy to the movies tonight. No, I'm going to be home late. Well, I got an emergency call from a woman who said her family is in emotional distress.
Uh-huh.
Doctor, your 5 o'clock is here.
Oh, send them right in. They're here. No, don't worry. Billy's threatened to run away a dozen times. Oh, hi, I'm Dr. Miller.
Hi, I'm Harriet Winslow. This is my daughter, Laura, my son, Eddie, and my husband, Carl.
Hi, Doc. Well, gee, why don't we all, sit down? what seems to be the problem?
Well, there's been a lot of tension and hostility in our family lately, and I felt that it was not healthy to keep it all bottled up.
Well, that's true.
And I was told that you're the top family counselor in Chicago.
Well, that's even more true. But seriously, though, family tensions are quite normal. For instance, it's not uncommon for teenage brothers and sisters to exhibit hostility towards one another.
Oh, that's not it. Balloonhead and I get along just fine.
Marital problems?
Oh, no problem there.
Oh, well, then what is the problem?
It's our neighbor. Steve Urkel.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Days go by.
It's the bigger love of the family.
You doing here?
Well, Carl, I asked him to come.
Harriet, what were you thinking? Steve, I want you to leave right now.
Perhaps if this young man is the source of your family's tension, and I can see how that could happen. maybe he should stay.
Oh, Carl, I don't think you understand the problem here.
Hey, little old me. I'm the hippy-dippy happy fun guy.
Well, no offense, Steve, but Carl, Eddie, and Laura feel that you've,
been driving us crazy.
Why didn't you say something?
I have. Every day for the last 6 years.
You mean you were serious?
You know?
Perhaps it's best if you each expressed your feelings. I learned that in psychiatry school. Okay, who would like to go first? Eddie.
It's hard to know where to start. I mean, since Steve has been irritating me for so many years now. Like, for instance, last week, I don't know why, but I let Steve talk me into going on a double date with him and his girlfriend.
Yuck, what a terrible restaurant.
Horrid. Chops cluck for a buck.
Man, they should have had a sign in their window that said, "Sorry, we're open."
I love that snort.
I love giggle.
I think I'll go make us some coffee. Maybe it'll kill that icky, icky taste out of our mouths.
Fine. We're in for a real gourmet treat, Sue. Why, Myra makes a mighty mean mug of mud.
Great.
Not at all like Tiffany.
Tiffany? Who's Tiffany?
Yeah. Who's Tiffany? I don't know anybody named Tiffany.
Well, sure you do, Anna. She's the bombshell you went out with a couple of nights ago.
Eddie, you told me you weren't dating anyone else.
I'm not, baby. Steve made a mistake, didn't you, Steve?
I don't think so. Why, there's no mistaking a girl like Tiffany. Long legs, soft hair, pouty lips.
Tiffany, huh?
I swear I don't know who he's talking about, baby.
Oh, how could you forget? Why, you spent a fortune on her at that expensive French restaurant.
And that's why he took me to some cheap chicken joint? Eddie Winslow, we're through.
But baby, listen now. Listen, there's an explanation for all of this sugar.
Oh, there sure is. That you're a lying, two-timing snake.
Steve Urkel is ruining my life.
Now, just wait a minute. Now, can I interject a comment here?
No.
Please, let Steve share with the group.
The Winslows really like me. They're just in denial.
Oh, you must be kidding.
Please, Doc, have you noticed my twitch? I would imagine being a police officer causes a lot of stress.
Oh no. Dealing with muggers and killers is easy for me. The twitch comes from Steve.
Oh, please. Gonna try and hang your silly little twitch on me now, are you?
You don't remember the other day? Spring cleaning?
Oh, that.
Doc, that was the straw that broke this Winslow's back. We were cleaning the house from top to bottom.
Hack-a-doodle-doo. I got some good news for you.
What, you're not staying long?
Yeah, we're ready. Just finished my latest invention, the Urkel Supervac.
Oh, great. See ya.
Why, this baby bodes well for your spring cleaning. It's a vacuum of indescribable sucking power. Why, this baby could suck the spots off a leopard.
Well, we'll wait here while you go find one.
It's so strong, I used it to vacuum the grass clippings in my backyard.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh.
Look what you did.
Okay, let me see if I have this straight. Steve ruined Eddie's date, and he messed up your kitchen.
That's right.
Doc, trust me, you haven't heard anything yet. Steve Urkel has made my life a living nightmare.
Well, better get going, kids. Don't want to miss the big dance. Have a good time. Nice to meet you, man.
Hi, Laura. These are for you. What?
You just order us
frog legs. Are you okay? I hope their food is better than their service. Here, just a little more. Okay. Oh. Okay, let me breath that up. With this box of petty fours also comes a heart that soars. My love for thee shall find a nest with Cupid's arrow in thy breast. Every fiber of my very being belongs to the lovely Laura Winslow. I'm hers. My heart, my soul, everything I am or ever will be belongs to her. I'm coming home to you, baby. Your Erg man is coming home.
I've heard of emotional fixations before, but this goes far beyond anything I've ever heard of. I'm finally beginning to grasp the seriousness of these events.
Serious? You want to talk serious? Over the years, Steve Urkel has almost killed me, not just once, but on several occasions.
Steve?
A boxer's most important punch is the jab. It's a quick, straight blow to your opponent's face. Now, let's see your jab.
How's that?
This idiotic contraption really works.
Oh, you're too kind, too kind. Let's see what else we've got.
Hey! Hey!
What the fuck? Hang on to your boxers, Kyle! We're off!
Steve, wait a minute. Don't do any... Ah, Steve, wait!
These wires will connect to this cord, and this cord is not plugged in.
Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy.
And when he wasn't trying to kill me, he was destroying my house.
No.
That shelf is stuffed to capacity. It won't hold any more weight.
Kyle, that's a beach ball. A few ounces. A moment ago, you were hanging from that shelf. A weight that boggles the mind.
All right. We'll put the beach ball up on the shelf, and then we'll leave, okay?
Hey, it's Sue Casa.
Okay.
Thank you.
And those are just some of the things that Steve Urkel has done to us.
Well, I tell you, if I could get the publishing rights to these stories, I'd be a millionaire. Of course, I'm here to help, though. Young man, are these stories true?
I'm afraid so. Boy, when you think about it, I can't believe you've put up with me for all these years. I love you, Winslows. And if I've caused you any pain, I'm truly, truly sorry.
Oh, no, wait a second, Steve. Now, see, this is what I was afraid of. Not one of you has mentioned the nice things that Steve has done for us.
Name two.
I can name more than two, Carl. You seem to have a short memory. A very short memory. Steve has done a lot of nice things for us.
Not only have you harassed and insulted me, but you have sullied the reputation of my lady love. I just want to know who you're taking to the homecoming dance.
I haven't asked anyone yet.
Well, how do you feel about Laura Winslow?
How do I feel? Oh, man, she's the prettiest girl in the school. I'd love to take her, but I heard she's turned down every guy who's asked.
Well, if you ask her, she won't turn you down.
I'll ask her today.
Excellent.
Wait a minute. Erica, why are you doing this? I mean, everybody knows you're crazy about Laura.
Ironic, isn't it? But Laura wants to go with you, and all I care about is her happiness.
Wow. You're like some kind of nerd saint.
Would not be alive today.
Well, she's right, Doc.
And those good points are worth looking for, and once you found them, well, we can all begin to forgive.
Did you hear that, Winslows? I heard the word forgive.
And nothing gets the healing process started faster than a nice, warm hug. Come on, Winslows. Let's hug this big guy. Come on. In there. Come on, Laura. Come on, hug him. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Doc, you are an excellent psychiatrist. One session and my twitch is gone.
Okay. Oh, by the way, here's your bill.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.